It's Randy Miles on the Detroit Phrase Network, and I've been telling you, own Oprah Winfrey Network is celebrating the holiday like no other, and I'm so excited because I have Detroit's own Deborah Joy Winans on the phone, and I also have the very handsome Kendra Cross on the phone with me as well, who is no stranger to the OWN Network. How y'all doing?
What up, though? I'm wonderful. How are you?
I love when I hear Detroit, what up, though?
We are excellent now. Thank you. You know, thanks for the...
Absolutely.
Well, Deborah Joy, I've been seeing pictures of things that are going on in your life lately, and we're also playing the song with Juan Winans here on the Detroit Praise Network that's doing very well as well.
Thank you so much for playing our song. I love working with my brother, so that's really, really exciting. Thank you for the support. Nothing like hometown support, man.
Absolutely. Well, you are certainly welcome. So listen, you guys have a Christmas movie that will be out next week on OWN, and it's called A Sisterly Christmas. Now, I have to set this up a little because I got a chance to preview it. And two sisters are grieving the death of their mom, and their aunt puts them on this odyssey to this beautiful resort. I wish I could do something like that right now.
Right?
And then, you know, stuff starts to happen. They don't want to really be together. They are at odds with each other. Well, first of all, I'll get to you, Kendrick, in just a second because you put a little wrench in the whole plot a little bit. But that sister dynamic is something that, you know, I can relate to. When we are at odds with each other, but when it's at odds with each other, when it comes down to trying to rejoin, it's easy for us. But when you're grieving, it adds a little different dynamic to that, and people get a chance to see what that's like. What was it like for you?
It was very interesting. I loved this role because I thought it was very relatable. Mm-hmm. You know, while they are two sisters who grew up together, who love each other, they grieve differently. Mm-hmm. And neither one of them, I think, really recognized that they were grieving differently. And they just, you know, chalked it up to, you're not there for me. You don't love me. You don't appreciate me. And all that did was just allow time and distance to grow between them. Yeah. And so now they're at this resort and really trying to figure out what's going on. And they're learning that, you know, Christina grieves in a very different way. She grieves in a way where she doesn't want to be around anybody.
Yeah.
Where, you know, she doesn't want to celebrate the holiday because that's not a time where she feels happy.
Right.
She's hurting because that's when her mom was taken. And so that's the way she feels. And Vicky is like, well, no, I want to celebrate mom's life and I want to do all these things in honor of it. And while both are okay, they're not recognizing that they're both, they feel like they're each attacking each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I think this is a time where, you know, I think it's very real. That's real life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we slow down and start to understand someone else's perspective and someone else's understanding of what's going on, then we can really see them and recognize and understand that it's not about you. It's not about me. This is their process. This is how they have to go through this thing. And so how do I help you through that?
To go through that.
And I think that's where Keith really, you know, he does throw a wrench in things, but he also kind of understands and sort of helps Christina navigate that process.
I'm on the phone with Detroit's own Deborah Joy Winans and Kendrick Cross. They are starring in a brand new movie on the OWN Network called A Sisterly Christmas. So, Kendrick, you play Keith Fisher, and you're the love interest for Christina. And one of the things that I liked about it, you have a gentle spirit, but you're not taking it. You're not taking the stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at some point, you're still a nice guy all the time, but at some point you got to say, hey, this is what needs to change in order for us to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Keith, you know, he's been a part-time owner in a resort for the longest. So he's used to, you know, just standing up for what he thinks is right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and with respect to Christina, nothing ever disrespectful. He just says, hey, you need to change this. This ain't going to work for me.
Wow. Well, I love the dynamic. And because when you are trying to make things right for the sisters and for the situation with the nemesis in the plot, and I don't want to give that away, you're very, very forward.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I think you have to be. I think sometimes when you sugarcoat things and try to say it too nicely, people take advantage of that. And and it's hard to break someone that's broken, you know?
Yeah.
You have to make them see the error of their ways. And, you know, I think Keith is the perfect complement to Christina.
Absolutely. I do, too.
He also lost his mother.
Yeah.
So he's relatable in that regard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. This is so good. I mean, you know, I like this time of the year because you get a chance to see Christmas movies. But I like Christmas movies that represent who I am as a Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
I like the dynamic of the family as well. So it's relatable all the way around, from family to grief to love. And I just really think that this is a great movie to sit down with some popcorn and a fire and just enjoy.
Oh, I agree. I love that.
Yes.
It's fantastic. It is fantastic. Of course, now, Kendrick, you're from Louisville, right?
Yes, there you go.
And you like I said before, you're no secret or no one new from OWN. You've done lots of movies and you've been, what was the name? You were Titus, right? In Ambition.
Titus, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Woo, Titus. Where did you guys actually do this? Because the setting of this movie is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, we were fortunate.
We were in Ottawa,
yep.
Canada.
And you got a chance to shoot it like when things started to calm down. How did that work?
We were still in it. There was a 14-day required quarantine. Once we got to Canada, yeah, so that was pretty brutal.
Yeah,
not being able to leave your hotel room or anywhere for 14 days,
wow.
You could not step foot outside of the room.
Yeah, that was tough.
So that was rough. That was rough. But then once we were able to step foot out and get to work, what a dream cast! It was really lovely, from Kendrick to Lisa Michelle and Kiana and Neil, like just really wonderful, wonderful people. And that's what I love about OWN, honestly. I always find myself working with really, really wonderful people. And so I think that's a testament to who they are and their excellence and what they strive to do.
That's true.
Well, we're looking forward to watching it all together. And I'm glad I got a chance to get a little sneak peek. It is called A Sisterly Christmas. It is on the OWN Network, and it premieres on Tuesday, December 7th at 9:00 Eastern. Get your popcorn ready. And Deborah Joy Winans.
Yes.
And Kendrick Cross, thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.